Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever precious and the worthy name of the Savior and welcome you to the meditation of God's precious Word as we continue and seek to conclude the 22nd chapter in the book of Genesis. We have touched upon that wonderful pinnacle of Abraham's faith as well as his obedience. Shall we not recognize the great act that he performed in being willing to surrender his son Isaac, his only son, upon the altar to God as an offering and a burnt sacrifice? It was unquestionably the obedience of faith in all of its fullness. What greater offering could he give? The darling of his bosom, and what a gift to God, but which, praise God, we know was spared, but God honored him and appreciated the willingness to obey his voice. One may raise the question to our own hearts, how much are we willing to be obedient? The obedience of faith. Oh, how we need to realize, step by step, day by day, month by month, and year by year, as Abraham walked with the Lord, he came ultimately to the most greatest expression, the greatest expression of his obedience and devotion to God that anyone has ever been able to give. May you and I seek to walk the same path for the glory of God. Following the sacrifice, in the 14th verse we read, Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. Jehovah Jireh, meaning the Lord will provide. Who can measure the fullness of Abraham's heart, as thus he recognized how God had provided a sacrifice, an offering, a substitute for his beloved son. The fullness of his affection and of his appreciation must have been expressed when he called the name of the place, Jehovah Jireh, meaning the Lord will provide. Had he not said to Isaac, the Lord himself will provide a lamb, and had not the Lord honored his confidence of faith? May we point out, great is the meaning of this title. We have in the past stated it, we repeat it once more. Whenever you find Abraham growing and getting on to know the Lord better, there seems to be added revelation of God's personality as well as his power in the names that are given to him in the story of Abraham's life. We noted him calling upon the Lord in many different ways. Now he speaks of Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, and rejoices in the presence of the Lord. And now we find the angel of the Lord calling unto Abraham from heaven above the second time. And note the reward and the message of comfort and consolation that we have given to us and the honoring of Abraham's obedience and faith. The Lord said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hath not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men. They rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Beloved, what words are these? Words of commendation, words of praise, words of adulation and appreciation from the living God, for the one who was willing to do his will, for the one who was willing to be obedient, even unto death. But what shall we say of the Lord Jesus himself, who was obedient? Let me remind you of the words so blessedly suitable to refer to in Philippians chapter 2. As we think of the Lord Jesus going to the cross of Calvary, Here are the words. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God, made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Oh, beloved, as Abraham is here exalted by God for his obedience, what shall we say of that great Son of the Father above, and his exaltation so worthy of it is he, who went to the death of Calvary tree? My beloved, I wonder if you realize something in what we have been following in the story of Abraham in this chapter? Have you not recognized that the Old Testament is the picture book of the New Testament? That the New Testament truths and doctrines and great truths that are revealed in the person and by the work of the Son of God are beautifully pictured and typified for us long before? How precious is the Word of God that when we see these types and shadows, we can see the great counter-story, the great anti-type, the story of a Father's love in heaven above for the world below, and the sending of his Son. And that Son has done the will of the Father. He went to the death of the cross, and the Father had highly exalted him. Listen to the words to Abraham spoken. That in blessing I will bless thee. I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And beloved, may I point out to you again the double truth, the double fact. There was to be a heavenly seed as the stars. There was to be an earthly seed as the sand of the seashore. For this blessed man of faith has indeed become the father of the faithful, whether of an earthly seed or whether of a heavenly seed. Today you and I, my beloved, belong, if we are in Christ, we belong to the heavenly seed, not the earthly seed Israel. But thank God for the double blessing and the double honor that God has endowed Abraham with, telling that even his seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. But then note something else. The wide, worldwide blessing that Abraham would be to the whole earth. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. My beloved, let me say, may I say frankly, this man Abraham was a great man. Yes, we have noted how he stumbled now and then. We have noted his failures and his shortcomings. And may I tell you very plainly, you can read the life of any and every servant of God that is written in the Word of God. And the accurate account of their life given by the Spirit of God includes not only their successes, but even their failures. It is an accurate record. It is a truthful record that God writes concerning his servants, who are recorded in the Word of God. And he does not gloss over their failures and shortcomings. He mentions them with the necessary discipline that was given to them, and for necessary lessons that you and I might profit by. But then, as you look at Abraham, as we see what God declares, you'll be a blessing to all the nations of the earth. How is that? Well, my beloved, it's very simple. From Abraham's seed came Christ. And through that beloved Son of God's love, what blessing has flowed out to the whole earth? The message of salvation has gone to all the ends of the world. And how many have found Christ as their Savior? And the nations of the earth have been blessed because of the obedience of this man, Abraham, whom God says, thou hast obeyed my voice. What a man. Oh, beloved, I think much of Abraham. In the Old Testament category of God's dear children, how he stands out, and please let me repeat again, which I hope you may not have forgotten, that it's this man Abraham, who three times in the Word of God, twice in the Old Testament, once in the New, is called the friend of God. Beloved, there's one thing you can be sure about from the story that we followed in the 22nd chapter of Genesis. He proved himself to be the friend of God. And God was able to speak of him as Abraham, my friend. And you can depend upon this. He came to the condition of soul and heart and life that God could trust him to do his will. And the chapter before us has indicated and proved that very fact. Thou hast not withheld thine only son from me. Now I know you fear me and love me devotedly. Oh, beloved, what can we say as we close? How much do you and I love God? Doesn't it make our heart be filled with shame, our shortcomings, and our heads to be bowed? In confession and repentance, we have not been as Abraham. We should, though we've got our failures. God has been faithful to Abraham through his failures, and he will be through with us in ours. Oh, my beloved, if there's one thing I pray from these studies of Abraham and his life, you and I will be more faithful on the path of faith as we travel home to glory above. Blessed Father, hear our prayer as we commend one another to thee and thy blessing. May the path of faith be faithfully trod by each believer to thy glory and our happiness. In Jesus' name, amen.